Good morning. 00 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
K9S, RXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. K9S, RXH. K9S, RXH. K9S, RXH.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
KI-5, a VCE listening.
The station calling. This is KA9SXH. Good afternoon. My name here is Terry. KA9SXH. Listening.
You got a copy on KI-5
BTU.
KI-5
BTU,
listening.
KI-5 BTU, I think. You were pretty scratchy that time, so I'm not quite sure on that. And there's Terry. Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo Yankee. New Berlin, Wisconsin. How is the copy? KA9SXH.
Yeah, Terry. The name here is Al. That's Alpha Lima. And the call sign was KI5 of Victor Charlie Echo, DCE. KI5 DCE. Yeah, it's a Texas call there, as you might probably know, and that's general direction. But anyway, yeah, I'm just on a little HP here inside my house out in Shields. A little scratchy, as long as you can hear me there. Go ahead.
Hi, Al. That time was much better. Still a little scratchy on the side button of the speaker. I copy you 100%, so you're right. That's what matters. Currently by me here in New Berlin, Wisconsin, which is part of Milwaukee. It is overcast and, oh my goodness, it's pretty warm today right now. 68. So for a fall day, doing pretty good. Back to you, KA9SXH.
So let me get this right, Terry. You're in Wisconsin right now. You must be going through a link there. Go ahead. I guess we're having a little trouble there. So, Terry, are you going through a link?
I am connected to a
what are you doing? How are you getting through that repeater?
In Saginaw, Michigan. Via EchoLink. So I'm speaking to you from a device, and yes, a little linking, and apparently, as we speak, we are both being heard in Saginaw, Michigan. So, how about that? Don't know if you know that or not, but, well, you do now. KA9SXH.
Yeah, I moved over here to a different spot. I didn't wait for the heat there. I will next time. I don't want to time it out, but, yeah, I'm familiar with this area quite well. I'm in Saginaw Township. I'm on a little 5-watt HP, so, yeah, I could get an outside antenna and hook up a real radio, but I didn't know how well 2 meters was going anymore, since I was out of it for over 10 years, and I just got back into it recently there. So, but with all these echo links and everything hooking in, it's really been quite fascinating there. Go ahead, Terry.
Oh yeah, Al. 2 meters still going strong. All of our bands are doing just great. Bit of a lack of activity here and there, but otherwise they're all perfect in my book. Always open to somewhere in some fashion. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Actually now that you mentioned that, I think we may have spoken before, but good to hear you or hear you again. Yeah, you're my first contact today, so we're doing good. How's the weather by you? Back to you.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to rain. Looks like we're going to get some rain, and which would be welcome because we have a 2 acre pond, and it is the lowest I've ever seen it. Lower than I've ever seen it before. It's like way down there. And I know up north there, on Lake Huron, out there we have a place to go to, and the beach is going a long way out there. I've never seen a beach place that big. I have years ago. We got a lot of beach, and the water's going down. And so we better get a good winter to freeze that water. We're going to even lose more of it there. KI-5, EEC, is that key?
Oh, yeah. Know exactly what you mean. Cold winter is good. It's the way it's supposed to be on a lot of scenes. And I'm on Lake Michigan, not too far away, maybe 15 miles, I would say. And I have talked across the lake a number of times on 2 meters. We have fantastic ducking going on around this time of the year, actually, where I can do that. Right from the shack. Need a real antenna, usually, but sometimes it works a lot better than that. And I kind of keep up with that situation. I monitor if I can hear National Weather Service frequencies from in Michigan real strong, and I can probably put a signal across the lake real strong. And other bands I work 2 meters, 440, and DMR, of course, that's pretty much on 440 also. DMR is another fascinating digital mode for me. Love it. Self-taught there, and I get along with that really well. It's like having the world in your pocket. The palm of your hand. KA9SXH.
Yeah, I was curious there, Terry. I'm not sitting in front of a computer, so I can't look you up. But I was just curious what class license you have there. Are you a technician or what there? Go ahead.
I am general. Well, yeah, probably can't look me up. The FCC website, of course, is on shutdown, so you can't look there. And places like QRZ might have old data, or who knows. But, pretty much general. Went right to general right away. And was all set to go to extra, which was still there at that time, or advanced and then extra. And I already had the code, and I studied for the tests, and I had confidence. And life happened to me, is what it was. Young man, family, etc. And I just dropped the ball. I never went. And here I am, oh my goodness, going on 40 years later. Perhaps someday I will upgrade to extra, but well, for now, general suits me just fine. And first 35 years I spent on CW, so my skills still reflect what my license said when I got it, and that is CW, etc., and all that. KA9SXH.
Yeah, well, good for you. That's good. Yeah, I got, I'm 68 years old coming up Wednesday. And, I've been in it since, I think I was 14 or 15. Back in the day with the knobs, it was a 75-watt CW only. And that's just the way it was. And you either did the code or you didn't do any communicating. So, yeah, so those were quite the days. I remember those. Yeah, I can actually see the radio. For some reason, I'm getting a blank on what I had exactly, but it seems like night coming in my brain there. And I had an old telecraft receiver there, old one. And yeah, I used to have a lot of fun there. But I kind of got out of it from a novice, and I can't remember if I had seconds. I think I did for a second, then I went to general. My big mouth, Terry, I talked that thing right out. whatever. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm pretty winded there, Terry, but I've been a long, long time. 50 years there. Go ahead. Oh, and I'm a general.
No, yeah. I still like the knobs on radios today. Don't have it much anymore, but I still like them for sure. And the first radio I had, actually one of the first digital ones. So it had a kind of a, it did have a digital display, but it was early on, and nothing compared to what they are today. All it showed was frequency, which is okay. I really like all of the rigs that do what I wanted to do, and pretty much nothing else. Currently, my HF rig is a QRP, 40 meters, CW only, and it does exactly what I want it to do, nothing more. And what it does very well, just as good as a big rig would. So many knobs, and so many buttons, and menus, etc., and just stuff I would never use or probably even touch, except for maybe once, and it would just be a distraction on my time instead of putting that time towards operating. And that was my theory all the way through. I picked a mode and a band or two, and I stuck with it throughout the years. And I picked 40 and 10 meters and CW only. And that worked really well for me because I didn't have to worry about setting things up and exploring. I knew what it would do on those bands, and I did it. And many, many, many contacts like that, tens of thousands. I liked 40 for the noise, the QRM and N of the bands, the sounds of radio more or less, and 10 meters was a quiet spot, which held many surprises, which I experienced from time to time. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Yeah, I remember my first little fault with sideband. I had a radio, and I got in there and I converted the chip. It was a CD. I converted the chip, and I made it go on 10 meters there. And, you know, that was fun. And all my first contact there was down in Florida on sideband. That's another technique many, many moons ago. And then I remember the packet radio came about. Oh, geez, I got all the schematics out, how to hook it to the CNC and how to hook it to my radio. And boy, that was fun. Oh, I love using my hands like that. It's, oh, I wish I could still do it. I just got in a serious car accident. My left hand just doesn't have the dexterity anymore. But yeah, I love all the... Oh my God, I did it again. KI5VT, shame on me. One more time, Terry, and I think I get a golden something.
Well, that happens to all of us occasionally. And, oh well, that's all part of it. And, oh yeah. I've built my share of kits for sure. I built a number of transceivers. Kits were pretty popular at one time, and really enjoyed doing that, you know, lining up all the parts, etc., which there was a lot. And getting everything in their place. So, no stranger to that at all. These days, though, I've come to appreciate things with squelches after 35 years on CW. Imagine that. Of course, on a DMR, that's kind of squelched all the time, so they don't really have a squelch, but you don't hear anything unless somebody's talking there, so... That's how that works. And from where I'm sitting, with the HG that works on DMR, there's a number of local repeaters I can hit, or I have a hotspot, which is in the other room, and I can hit that real easy. when I'm using the hotspot, I run the radio on... And that radio is called small power, and that is 0.2 watt, 1/5 watt, and it makes for great battery life. But anyway, all great fun, and also enjoy listening to the AM and FM broadcast band. That part of my hobby goes way, way back, and... really enjoy that a lot. It appears like one of our local radio businesses recently went out of business. They had 2 FM stations, which they sold, and an AM station, which is off the air. And, of course, those AM stations, those antennas are on some... pricey property these days, I'm sure. I think the whole business is out. I'm not sure, but I think the people that are operating it retiring in cash.
KADAC VHF. Time out.
Well, looks like you bought at that time, Terry.
That's what it sounds like, Al. I'll have to check my settings here. I would think this Echolink installation should have timed before Well, probably at the same time the repeater did, which is 3 minutes, and apparently it didn't. But anyway, oh yeah, I'm going to have to make this my last transmission. I've got quite a bit of things to do here before the afternoon is out, and I haven't started yet. Imagine that. Must have our priorities as far as things go, though. Of course, radio is right up on the top of that list. But anyway, great hearing you today. You take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Yeah, I think what it is there, Terry, is going through different systems that maybe one system is timing out before the other one. I'm not sure. But I know I am long-winded, so not, you know, nothing new there. But, that's probably why I like amateur radio. Yeah, I'm looking for a radio right now, nice HF radio, but I missed a really good deal on some old equipment there, Terry. I'm going to listen for a second to back up. Yeah, so I don't do it. Anyway, it was a deep catch. A receiver and transmitter, I'm not going to go into all the numbers. A linear, antenna units, a whole kit and caboodle for $1,000. And I hesitated, and you hesitation lost. I missed the deal. But I love all those knobs. But, you know, all this digital stuff, I could do good in it. I got A's in college, but, yeah, another time we'll get into a little more there, Terry. I'll let you know a little bit more about the past there, you know, radar tech and whatnot. So, you have a great day. Hey, I-5, DCU station, and Fields, Michigan. I'll be clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
KFA EZQ on the mobile.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
KF8 BLX. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing. Testing your radio.
Delta 8 Yankee X Ray Uniform Mobile Sino.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.